We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
One of the most repeated stories about the American Revolution is about the time George Washington and his troops spent at Valley Forge. What is less discussed is the legend that connects Sullivan County with that brutal winter in Pennsylvania. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at the Valley Forge connection right after this.
The Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission and its sponsors, the Delaware Company, the Narrowsburg Union, and the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, will hold the first ever Revolutionary War Film Festival, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Narrowsburg Union. Friday evening features the 1988 film April Morning with Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Urich. On Saturday evening, it is episode 4 of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution, which includes shots of Fort Delaware. And on Sunday afternoon, the popular Mel Gibson Heath Ledger film, The Patriot, will be shown. Each event includes a social hour and Q&A in addition to the movies. Social hour starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There is no admission charge, but pre-registration is required. Seating is limited, and tickets will be allotted in the order requests are received. Email the Delaware Company for more information. info@thedelawarecompany.org. That's info@thedelawarecompany.org.
Most Americans are familiar with the story of the winter of 1777-78, which General George Washington and his Continental Army spent in winter quarters in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. The troops, we are told, were ill-equipped, poorly clothed, and starving. Although there is little contemporary documentation of it, and some historians dispute its authenticity, there is a side story to the time at Valley Forge that provides a link between that fabled winter and our own Sullivan County. It was a fortuitously early run of shad up the Schuylkill River in late winter that year that provided sustenance for the troops, enabling them to feast on the savory fish after months with little to eat. And it was General John Sullivan, the legend holds, who led a contingent of Washington's troops into the Schuylkill to entrap thousands of shad. One historian recorded the event this way. Countless thousands of fat shad swimming up the Schuylkill filled the river. Soldiers thronged the riverbank. The cavalry was ordered into the riverbed. The horsemen rode upstream, noisily shouting and beating the water, driving the shad before them into nets spread across the Schuylkill. So thick were the shad that when the fish were cornered in the nets, a pole could not be thrust into the water without striking a fish. The netting was continued day after day until the army was thoroughly stuffed with fish, and in addition, hundreds of barrels of shad were salted down for future use. Whether the story is apocryphal or not, it is something to think about when witnessing the annual shad run up the Delaware River. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.